This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dakota, our home today for What's on Your Mind. Having a grand time today. We're General Grain in Karnak here and talking to Dennis Haugen. Dennis, the landowner, has a property that is part of the Ashtabula Wind Farm. We are here because we've had conversations with our listeners who have had concerns about the neighborliness of wind farms. And are they loud? And you just heard Dennis say it's no different under the turbine right out there, or you know, back at the shop or whatever. So we're going to go there ourselves, verify that, and do a little decibel test, I think, on Energy Matters, so you can listen for that, catch that, and we'll have that for you today on the program. Anyway, Dennis, will join us, as well as Bob Harms and Tammy Ibach from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, coming up a little bit, bottom of the hour, on What's on Your Mind. In the meantime, back to your calls, questions, and comments about whatever you'd like to talk about. We talked a little bit about the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Museum and Library and the dust up yesterday in a conference committee, which is the committee between the Senate, which has passed the library, and the House, which is not. And they were ironing out the differences, and the governor's salary got tied in with the question of library funding, and the House members stormed out of the meeting. Martinson, Schmidt, and Schatzi. Mike Schatz from New England. So all stormed out of there because they were mad that they couldn't get an agreement with the Senate to force the governor to take his salary. And also evidently didn't want to fund the Presidential Museum. So that's one issue. And I, you know, had a bit of a mini monologue on that last hour saying I think it's unfortunately getting a little petty. Differences are okay. Not doing something because you just, you know, want to stick it to someone shouldn't be the North Dakota way in the legislature, in my mind. So there's that. We also have Bernie Sanders. I have the clip. I'm going to play it for you. Bernie Sanders saying, well, the Boston bomber? Yeah, he should vote. Do you think Bernie Sanders wants the Boston bomber to vote because he sees him as a fellow human being that, while he has made a mistake, still deserves his constitutional right to vote no matter if he's in jail or not? Or do you think Bernie Sanders thinks there'll be more people like that that'll be voting for him in jail that have done things than voting for his opponent? Yeah, me too. So we'll talk about that. And then I also, well, anything on your mind, just you lay it on me. Fred and Harvey, let's go to you next. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred. Fred, are you there? One more time. Fred, can we hear you? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Now I hear you. Fred, go ahead. What's on your mind today?
I was just wondering, the old people couldn't get any relief on the on their Social Security income, but why would you want to take $50 million of my tax dollars? I mean, we've lived since 1910 without this library, and if the people can find $150 million of private funding, why can't they find $200 million? Why doesn't the private sector build it? Because that lady in Fargo or that man in Fargo that are having a problem feeding their family, are they going to be able to drive out there and utilize it? No. So why don't take that $50 million and give it to the people? It's our money. It's not Theodore Roosevelt's money.
Well, let's take the money first. The $50 million is, as the governor proposed,
The three affiliated tribes has a fund they give out to the people. Why not give that money to the people?
Fred, you're talking about a whole different idea. That, you know, I would encourage you to talk to your legislators and propose it. I'm not going to talk about the merits of it one way or another today. What you're essentially saying is, give me tax dollars and allow me to take care of people that need some extra help. That's a separate idea. What I'm saying is the $50 million the governor proposed for it to come from the legacy fund. Legacy fund is dollars set aside from the earnings on the one-third of oil taxes that have been stuffed away for the last 10 years, okay, earnings. And I was on the committee, and I was part of the effort that pushed it through, and the idea was that it not be used for the general fund, that it not be used for just everyday expenses, and not be used for what Fred and Harvey wants to use it on. It is used for legacy projects. In other words, at least in my view, some people dispute this, but one-time things that the legislature considers that are different and are outside of that, and again, come from the earnings. So private donors, for the most part, are going to build this, Fred. That's $100 million donation of private money. Okay,
they should build it all because it shouldn't be my tax dollars. And understand, I don't care if it's earnings or the tax dollars or the extraction tax of oil. It's my money. It's not the governor's money. It's my money. It's the other people's money, and I don't want it spent $50 million on something I'm never going to go see.
Well, we spend money on all kinds of things. We spend money on energy research. Should we not spend money on energy research?
You know what? It's two different. It's an apple and an orange, just like you said. Okay, and here's the thing. If they do it, then we'll take it to initiated measure.
Well, I think actually initiated measure may be in our future anyway, because the legislature is tinkering dangerously with not spending the legacy fund dollars and just stuffing it away when that was not the intent of the dollars. They were not designed to go in some kitty and have
always be spent. Why does the money always need to be spent? This is somebody's private little deal, Clay Jenkins or whatever, and they want to build this deal. Why?
It's not Clay Jenkins.
If you can find $150 million, you can find $200 million. Build it yourself. Don't come to me as a taxpayer and take my money. That's my money.
Your money goes to roads in Watford City, and you don't drive to Watford City. So is that stealing your money?
I do drive to Watford City.
Oh, you said you wouldn't drive to the library. You're going to go right by it then. I don't know why you wouldn't keep on going.
I won't drive to the library.
You will drive to it.
No, I said I won't drive to the library, but I do drive to Watford City. See, what I'm saying is you are bought and paid for, okay? You're bought and paid for. All you got to do is listen to your show every day. You're bought and paid for. Now you're out promoting the library.
Let me understand, Fred, what you're saying. By saying I am bought and paid for, number one, you've just called me a fraud, right? So you're calling me dishonorable.
Absolutely. So tell us who buys your advertising. Give us a list of your advertisers.
Everybody we play.
Yeah, you can figure that out every day. Write them down.
Give me a list. Just get a list out there and it'll be transparent.
Well, yeah, no, I welcome it. We are transparent.
Don't attack me.
I'm attacking you now. You just got done calling me a fraud, and I'm attacking you.
I don't want $50 million of my tax dollars building.
I understand, Fred. And the great thing about America is...
We live another 100 years.
A great thing about that is that's what you're free to do. I just want to make sure you have the facts in how you're saying it.
I've been many times, and I watched this whole deal come around.
Right, but I'm saying legacy fund earnings are the whole reason the voters put them in place was to spend them. Now, you're saying they can't spend them unless Fred okays it, and I'm saying that's not how it works.
Unless the citizenry okay it. Because what it gets to be is a few people.
That wasn't also, was it wasn't passed that way either.
What to do. It's a few people in Bismarck, just like you said, it's a few people in Bismarck telling everybody what to do.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that is a problem. But I'm saying the legacy fund wasn't a few people in Bismarck. It was the voters who put that process in place. And they didn't say, come to Fred and Harvey every time you want to spend money. That's all I'm saying. Now, let's go back to the fact that you, Fred, said I was bought and paid for.
What other ideas are out there?
Well, there's all kinds of ideas. The governor had $300 million worth of ideas, and all of those but the library were rejected by the Senate. Senate's passed the library now, and
All I'm saying is if you could find $150 million of private funding, you can find $200 million.
I get it, but understand.
Like
it's easy to say,
there's
Fred.
A lot more people to think just like I do. If you can find $150 million for a pet project, you can find $200 million.
I don't doubt what you're saying is accurate, that other people feel that way. I'm just saying, put yourself in the perspective of someone that is giving $100 million towards a project, and they said the following. The federal government is willing to modify its normal rules and allow this development to happen at the entrance. They're putting all of the infrastructure around for that. They'll pay for that. Private donors, the Roosevelt family, the Walmarts, prominent people who could put this anywhere they want are saying, we'll put it in North Dakota, we'll put it in $100 million, we'd like to see state participation. They are a donor asking for the state to have some skin in the game. You don't like that? I understand, but well, I understand what the governor would say, let's try and make that happen.
Why would it cost $200 million?
You'd have to see the design. You'd have to see what it is.
Really, the design? It's kind of Tommy on the border. He can build a mile in a year where it takes the swamp 10 years to build 2 miles.
Yes, I don't know where you got $200 million, but it was $150 million. We're going to run out of time in a second, Fred. But I do want
Thank
you to
you
defend.
Very much. Thank you very much.
I want you to defend your statement. Would you defend your statement? Oh. I love people who take cheap shots and then aren't man enough to actually say why they say what they say, right? I really, honestly, nothing gets me more irritated than people who claim that I'm bought and paid for.
You can hear each and every advertisement coming up here on What's in Your Mind.
Yeah, maybe Fred will be writing them down. But, you know, don't just say that. You know, back it up. Be a man and back it up and say exactly what you mean by that.
Yeah.
Because, I take great exception to that. My opinions are my own. We love our advertisers. We wouldn't be here without them. And guess what? We have full disclosure. You know who they are, so you can decide. More after
We're back
this.
With Vince Webker, Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2, with locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Folks, come on in. Check it out. And I don't know about you, but I'm sick of winter. But I tell you what, it's a lot better with a hot spring spa. Never go through another winter like this without a hot spring spa. Tell me why, Vince.
Well, it's a way to, like, beat Mother Nature, if that's possible. It allows you to get to your backyard. Even when it's 30 below out, you're still sitting in an environment that's 100-plus degrees, and it's wonderful. And, you know, you can't stay inside all winter, right? So this is not only a great wellness product physically, mentally, and relationally, but it gets you out of the house into your backyard where, you know, can your neighbors say they were in their backyard with 10 feet of snow last night in their bathing suit? Probably not.
It's fantastic. Life-changing, in fact. And it's more than just a hot tub, right, Vince?
Yeah, it's every day made better. And you sit in this, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally, you're better.
Check it out online at hotspringnd.com or stop and see them 1620 13th Avenue East, West Fargo.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The University of Mary's well-earned reputation for excellence in education can make a critical difference in your company's success. With the University of Mary, in as few as 15 weeks, your employees can earn certificates in the areas of healthcare, education, and business that will broaden their skills to keep them at the cutting edge of their field. In today's business arena, rapid change is the new normal. Businesses that thrive understand that attracting top talent is key to keeping pace in a fiercely competitive environment. A business that keeps experienced employees offers them opportunities to grow and advance. You can earn a certificate or a degree with the University of Mary. You give that employee a specific set of skills that applies to the job now, and the credits from those certificates can also be applied to a degree. Faculty is made up of expert industry leaders and graduate and undergraduate programs in business, education, nursing, and bioethics. Proven path to success. Grow your employees, grow your business with a certificate or a degree from the University of Mary. Everybody wins. Find out more at umary.edu/workforce. Full bank of calls here, and I'm going to get all to you all and go as quick as I can to get through you. Obviously, we spent a little extra time with Fred from Harvey, and I do appreciate people that disagree. I honestly do. But if you call me something you're not willing to back up, you're going to get the hair on the back of my neck to stand up a little bit. Bob Harms and Tammy Eibach are both here with North Dakota for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. We're going to talk wind again at the bottom of the hour with Dennis Haugen. But I did want to tap your guys' brains because you too were on this committee and part of this effort to get the legacy fund passed. And a lot of people see it as tax money. Yes, it's tax money. It is tax money that is generated by oil and gas that is set aside in a fund for projects that the voters said, this is a good idea. So it's tax money, yes, but not tax money in the sense we're pulling it from long-term CARES budget or something else. And was it not legacy projects or one-time projects, or how did we define it, Bob? I don't remember.
Well, it was both legacy-type projects, things that you were just describing, and Fred should also know that oil and gas tax revenue comes out of the oil and gas industry. It doesn't come out of the general taxpayer of North Dakota. You know, my brother who lives in Bismarck and pays sales tax, he's not contributing to the legacy fund. The oil and gas industry and the mineral owners of North Dakota do. But to answer your question, yes, the legacy fund was designed to do legacy-type projects that you were just describing that might be that might fit with the presidential library. It was also designed to supplant the permanent spending that the North Dakota legislature and governor have created over the years. That currently we have about 20-30% of our permanent obligation. That's for K-12, human services, higher ed, all of those things that
built
we all
on care oil.
About. That's right. So 20-30% of that permanent spend is built on oil and gas revenue,
which
and
isn't
so,
going to be there forever.
That's right. So the legacy fund was designed in part to supplant that declining revenue stream we know is going to happen in the next 20-30 years.
Right. Yep. And do some good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Such legacy funds just that you like you or legacy projects just like you described.
Is the Teddy Roosevelt Museum and Library at the entrance to the park named in his honor a good idea?
Sure. Absolutely. It makes perfectly good sense. Fits within the mission of the legacy fund.
There's only 13 of these in the country. We'd have something very unique right here, and I think that's a good thing. I like unique things, but you don't have to agree. It's just my opinion. And I'm not going to storm out of any meeting even if you disagree. Jamie, you're on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I wonder if Fred had the same kind of reaction to Obama's presidential library.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because that took some tax dollars too, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, the windmills, just a question. How long does it take for them to become carbon neutral with the amount of fuel and coal and everything it takes to smelt the iron, deliver them, fuel it takes to set them up, and everything? How long does it take for them to become carbon neutral?
I have to tell you that argument wears me out, you know, because you build everything, right? So do we account the? But I hear you. Do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, the answer you get out of the industry is about 6 months. People will say that they've found other that they'll never become carbon neutral, but the information I've got is 6 months.
Okay, right. I'm not arguing against wind power or anything. I was just wondering.
Yeah, that's the standard that's generally viewed within the industry.
Thanks,
okay,
Jamie.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate the call. You bet. Take care. Texter says Fox News just said Social Security will be belly up by 2035. Illegal aliens cost America over $100 billion a year. I think we can find some funds to help Social Security out. Well, really, there's something Fred ought to be worried about. If he's worried about, you look at Medicare going bust, you look at Social Security going bust, there's some issues to sink your teeth into to say, are we ever going to worry about this? Are we ever going to take this on? Joe in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
Hey, this legacy fund I voted for. I don't know how long ago it was, 4 or 6 years ago or whatever. And I'm going to say it was 6 or 8 years ago, to tell you the truth.
It was 10. It's 10 years old. It was put in place in 2009.
Okay, great. And I have a son who actually came up with an awesome idea of how to take care of this legacy fund and how to fund the state of North Dakota. And you guys are promoting this to just spend frivolous. This is to reduce our tax base. And I don't care what you say. I've listened to your whole show this morning. This is to reduce our tax base, to reduce our property tax. That's why I voted for it. And it's a great idea, but we're not going to spend it frivolously.
Well, yeah, again, what's frivolously? You know, in my mind, I voted for it to have the opportunity to do some one-time projects, to do some things that would live on. This is, in fact,
well,
infrastructure.
Listen, God, you've got too much money. No, you've got way too much money. You just want to pay more taxes. We don't want to pay taxes here. Get rid of our state freaking tax, and we will not spend frivolously. We have all this money in the state, but our property tax and our state tax is out of control.
That has nothing to do with the legacy fund earnings and that particular situation. Other than, Bob, I guess what you said earlier is that obviously some of this money is going to the general fund to provide some tax relief as that revenue declines, right?
Sure. Sure. And Larry, I might add, I sympathize with you with regard to property taxes.
I do too.
But your solution would be to take legacy funds and spend it to reduce your property taxes. We've been on that bus for 10 years, and what's happened to your property taxes in the last decade? They've gone up. So, you know, the governor said a couple of years ago in the state of the state, if you want more of something, subsidize it. That's what we've been doing for property taxes for a decade. We now spend almost $1 billion of general fund money buying down property taxes in North Dakota. And what happens to property taxes in North Dakota? They keep going up. We got to fix the problem.
I would say this, Joe. They just passed this prairie dog bill, $250 million biennium, for as long as the eye can see. There's no sunset on it. Every biennium, every city, county, and township in North Dakota gets $250 million for infrastructure. Go into your local government, the mayor, if you're from Bismarck, the county commission, the city commission, and say, okay, how much less are you going to spend as a result of the prairie dog dollars? Because there's a chance at $250 million coming off some of your property burden. Mary in Bismarck, let's get you in quick before the break. Go ahead, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Yes, Mary, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say about the library. Fred, I agree with you 100%. And if you listen long enough to this program, you'll discover the true colors of the people on the radio. Thank you.
So what are the true colors of the people on the radio, Mary?
Oh, it could be that.
They always hang up.
Start a fight and then leave the room.
Yeah, well, that's one way to look at it. But please, I'd love to know what my true colors are, because Mary's got to figure
red,
it out.
Blue,
listen,
aren't they?
I think they're red, white, and blue. Exactly right. Yeah. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Yes, it's Matt the Pizza Guy again for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, the sun is out, the temps are climbing, and spring is right around the corner. That means activities outside and quick meals, all of which translate well to Pizza Corner Pizza. Snag a Pizza Corner Pizza to toss on the grill and enjoy the goodness of quality toppings combined with loads of cheese on an Italian-style bakery crust. Got a schedule full of kids' commitment this week? No problem! Pizza Corner Pizzas are a hit for those quick meals on the run. Sausage and pep, chicken bacon ranch, taco, whatever the flavor, Pizza Corner wins. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include 4,800 acres of exceptional cropland and clay in Norman counties in Minnesota. This offering features 28 parcels ranging in size from 80 to 320 acres. 25 of the 28 parcels have a soil productivity index in the 90s. This represents one of the best cropland offerings in a generation. This will be a Pfeiffer's online auction on May 3rd, 2019. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast this morning is addressed by President Trump's acting chief of staff. Mick Mulvaney tells the audience of about 1,000 Catholics that the president supports religious freedom for all, but often brings up the threats facing Christians when he meets with foreign leaders.
I can assure you that I have been sitting with him in the Oval Office, in the cabinet room, with leaders from around the world, where he will look at them and say, now, you're not doing enough to take care of the Christians in your country, or thank you for helping the Christians in your country.
Mulvaney also says the president encourages people of all religions and faiths who work at the White House to take their faith and work it into our policies, in his words. Arguments have begun before the Supreme Court over a proposed citizenship question on the 2020 census that the administration supports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On your mind. Carnegie, North Dakota, world famous for jackhammer radishes. You don't know about jackhammer radishes? Where you been? Come on, hang on. We'll tell you about that in a little bit here. We're not far from the Ashtabula Wind Farm, so we are today here to actually take some of the input we've had from listeners to say, you know, is it noisy next to? Is it noisy underneath a wind farm? That's why we came here. Want to find out for ourselves, so we're checking that out too today in the program. We are brought to you by Schweitzer's, and it finally feels like grilling season, doesn't it? I finally can look at the barbecue grill without thinking I'm going to jinx myself and a snowstorm is going to follow. I think we're safe. Local North Dakota raised steaks and hamburgers are waiting for you at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, 625 South Washington in Bismarck. You literally cannot find this type of quality local dry-aged beef anywhere else in town. See, Todd, I am bought and paid for. I love North Dakota beef. See, and it's so blatantly obvious here that I love the good folks at Schweitzer's, and I'll never say anything bad about North Dakota raised beef ever, as long as I live. Mostly because, you know, I wouldn't want to have to face my rancher friends if I didn't. Start talking about tofu or something, you know. Not going to happen. We're talking quality local dry-aged beef. Anywhere else, you're going to find nothing like it than Schweitzer's. All right, and if you tell them you heard it on the show, you get a discount. 625 South Washington Street, Bismarck, between Runnings and the Dan Supermarket. There you go. All right, more with our guests here on location in beautiful Carnegie, North Dakota, after we finish with our listeners here. Who is next? Looks like Ralph in Gladstone. I like Gladstone. That's a good place. Ralph, what's on your mind?
This Roosevelt Library, if that passes, I believe that should be referred to a vote of the people.
Well, I don't know what you would refer. You'd have to refer, I guess, the legacy fund, because it would be dollars that would come. Although they're talking about some other things with a loan and something else over in the Senate version. So
the way it sounds, according to some of the what I've seen in the newspapers, that the way they're running that through the legislature is even unconstitutional in the first place. It sounded like they stuck that into another bill.
That was more of a procedural thing, I think, than anything, Ralph. So what they did there was an objection raised about the constitutionality of it by Representative Rick Becker and a group of libertarians, I guess, in the legislature. They don't like it, so they objected on constitutional grounds. And what they did was then change the way in which it was put forward for a vote, so it took care of that. So that's gone. It's a simple question. Do you think this is a worthy expenditure of the legacy fund? That's all it is. And it will leverage other dollars. So if I give you a buck, I get three in total. I mean, I think it's a good deal, but I totally understand others don't. And I just don't get caught up in the you know, the anti-Governor Burgum stuff that's going on among some, and some of the, you know, antics behind this, the Senate, the House, all of that. Just decide whether or not you think it's a good, worthy expenditure of legacy fund earnings. If you do, you're for it. If you're not, you don't. Simple as that. John and Bismarck, your take. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm a conservative, and I've always been against this presidential library. But if you can have, you know, 3/4 of it paid by private money, it would be foolish. It's a no-brainer to get it done. But the biggest thing that worries me is sometime in the very near future, some liberals tearing it down or destroying it.
I mean, I hope not. You're saying because they'll come up with something to not like Teddy Roosevelt about, you mean, or what?
Well, they don't like history, right?
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's an interesting take, though, John, because that's, for me, a big draw. When you're saying, okay, $50 million from a fund designed for projects like this, which it is, and it leverages $100 million, wow, I'm with you. I mean, that's conservative. That says we get the attraction. We get people coming to the musical. We get people coming to visit the state that we otherwise wouldn't get. We get something that only 13 other states have or 12 other states have. And, you know, our contribution was a small piece of the big pie. Joe and Bismarck, what are we bagging up? Can I help?
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Bag or box?
Earlier. Hey. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was talking to you earlier, and you guys cut me off somehow. Yeah, I got cut off somehow. And we're talking about the legacy fund. You know, you want to spend it on that presidential library, and I get that, but that's not what it's for, and that's not what I voted for, and that's not how it was promoted. It was promoted to be a savings for the state of North Dakota for us taxpayers. And
true,
that is exactly the way that a financially responsible person or entity acts. They use the income off of that. It was to be in there for 5, 10 years, whatever, and then you only spend the income to reduce the tax base. So,
well, there's where I think you remembered a little bit differently, but essentially everything you said to this point I agree with. It was a savings account. The earnings were set aside for specific ways it could be spent. Some of it relieve burden, and others in the way of investments. So, I heard one thing, you heard a different, but we aren't, neither of us are wrong. Both are right. But
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead if you have more.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Here I purchased a home 4.5 years ago, the peak of the housing market, Bismarck, North Dakota. And the reason that the home price is so high is because of the oil field. Okay, I want to reap the benefits of the oil field through this. That's why I voted for that. That's why I didn't mind paying the money for the house.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's a little bit of a stretch to say the reason your home costs more in Bismarck is because of the oil field. There were actually homes built in Bismarck anticipating that didn't necessarily come, that caused the prices to go down because there was an oversupply of housing. I would disagree with that, but my point is it's a good thing when the price of your home goes up. That's a good thing. You own more. It's a larger piece of the rock. Now, I get if you're on a fixed income, it's challenging and all that, but the point is you certainly don't want home prices going down. You want them going up, and you are benefiting. You're benefiting from somebody setting that aside. And again, the people paying the 1/3 is not you and Bismarck. People paying 1/3 are the people that are investing billions of dollars in the oil industry and the mineral owners.
Okay, say again? And they're all billionaires. Okay, let's go.
We're not all billionaires. We're not all billionaires.
Scott, you're in Fargo, right? Where this hasn't really affected you. Okay.
What hasn't affected me?
Bismarck, it has affected us, and that's why the home prices have they have doubled in the last 10 years.
I'm not aware of them doubling. I got to go, but I appreciate the conversation. Let me just get one more in here, Jim and Dickinson, and then we're going to talk about what we came here to talk about. Go ahead, Jim, you're up.
Hi, Scott. Hey, I just wanted to know, like $50 million, I can imagine what $50 million will build. What's 150? How big of complex or library is this going to be?
Yeah, well, don't think of it as a library, first of all. It is a presidential museum and library. And number one, the reason these are as big as they are is they are the archives for all of the presidential papers of Teddy Roosevelt. So you have an enormous amount of stuff and things as well. Plus, the museum itself is not small. You're going through a significant museum. Ronald Reagan has an Air Force One that he flew in the pavilion of Air Force One. So they're big. They're really big. Plus, I think the $50 million they're talking about using the $50 million for the operation and maintenance. So it would be set at a separate fund, kick off, funds that would allow it to ultimately maintain it. So the building itself is the $100 million. So there's that too. Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'm going to keep moving here just because somebody else texted, hey, isn't property taxes a local thing? Why are we talking about the state having to make it, lower that? Well, it's true. That's a good point as well. People that are ticked about the value of their home and then the cost for property taxes,
school board,
park district, city, county, right? I mean, absolutely. All right, more of our conversation now with our friends from beautiful Karnak, North Dakota, home of Jackhammer Radish. What is a jackhammer radish exactly, Dennis Hogan?
Well, it's an integral part of cover crops and soil health.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Integral part how?
You learned something new today.
I did, yeah. I'm wanting to absorb some more about this.
Well, soil health is, it's been, really gaining in popularity nationwide, worldwide, globally, actually. And our jackhammer radish seed is just one of the component of cover crops are normally a blend of many different types of seed that are planted out in on cropland that's been harvested or standing idle or it's the goal is to have something growing on your land all the time.
And jackhammerradish.com if you want to find out more about how it can help.
Sure.
A lot going on here. Portable, grain cleaning and wind farms.
Well, we've got to keep ourselves occupied, you know.
Let's talk a little bit about this wind farm. It's been about 10 years now.
Right.
Have you had any, what's different today than before the wind farms as far as the agriculture side of this?
Oh, nothing much, really. We got an access road and a spot where the tower sits. So that's about it.
And you're farming around them and not okay. How about wildlife? You notice any difference here?
Nah, it's in a big deer hunting area of ours. That hasn't changed at all. We've got, we've still got geese flying around. We got hunters are shooting geese in the same field as wind towers. They get along. Everybody's getting along.
So no issues there whatsoever?
None.
Wildlife okay, agriculture okay, you're out there among them, right there with every planting season, right?
Well, combine, harvest. Just check with our local NRCS, ask them if there's any environmental problems. There isn't any.
Right. So the NRCS would know every inch of ground around here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hunky dory.
It
sounds rather boring, actually. I just say it's not as bad as some would say.
Well, yeah, it's not a real exciting thing. I mean, the thing just sits out there and spins around all day. That's about all that goes on, you know.
Very interesting. Bob, doesn't it sound a little boring? I mean, there's no there. I don't know. I'm just bringing concerns that we've heard from folks and trying to find out what's there. And
sure.
Dennis is happy. Everything's good.
It sounds good. The one thing that strikes me growing up in Tioga and being familiar with oil, Dennis, how about the revenue checks? What are they? Do they go up? Do they go down? What happens over the last decade?
They've had increases over the years on them, and now we're kind of excited this year. I think it's slated for 2020 for Ashtabula to get repowered, and I believe it's going from currently we have 1 meg. Generators are going to 1.7.
Hold that thought. We'll continue with more after this.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's in Your Mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Notice it's going to cool off just a little bit as we get toward the weekend. It turns out you may want that heated steering wheel, but it won't be long now before those cooled seats are going to feel fabulous as the sun has been beaming down all day. Get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I don't like making promises and not fulfilling them, so we better play Bernie Sanders and his comment in the debate last night. Which some of you have wanted to weigh in on today as well. There's a question and then his answer. Listen to this.
Oh, I'm trying to play it.
Said there that you believe that people with felony records should be allowed to vote while in prison. Does this mean that you would support enfranchising people like the Boston Marathon bomber, a convicted terrorist and murderer? Do you think that those convicted of sexual assault should have the opportunity to vote for politicians who could have a direct impact on women's rights?
Here is my view. If somebody commits a serious crime, sexual assault, murder, they're going to be punished. They may be in jail for 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, their whole lives. That's what happens when you commit a serious crime. But I think the right to vote is inherent to our democracy. Yes, even for terrible people. Because once you start chipping away and you say, well, that guy committed a terrible crime, not going to let him vote. Or that person did that, not going to let that person vote. You're running down a slippery slope. So I believe that people who commit crimes, they pay the price. When they got out of jail, I believe they certainly should have the right to vote. But I do believe that even if they are in jail, they're paying their price to society, but that should not take away their inherent American right to participate in our democracy.
Roll the voting booths. Applause.
The crowd.
That's what's really scary. A lot of applause. Roll the voting booths into the jails. Bernie Sanders, three words for you, folks. Be very afraid. Be very afraid. This is the top vote getter right now. You can't make it up. You really can't. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at North Dakota Safety Council. We're all about saving lives and preventing injuries. We do that in partnership with the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and workforce safety and insurance. And if you go to workforcesafety.com, you're going to find all kinds of training options there, education sessions on all kinds of different things. You're also going to find at NDSC under the training tab things about CPR, AED, and first aid adult training. They have Bismarck, Williston, Watford City, Jamestown, Minot, Devil's Lake classes coming up. And also a good one, self-protection and predator awareness. Ladies, if you're looking for a fun Saturday activity, check that out. North Dakota Safety Council self-protection and predator awareness course. I've been to this. It is really good. I did it because I have two daughters and a wife, and I wanted them to have the tips. So I went home and said, okay, now it's my turn to give you the class. That one's Saturday, June 15th at Bismarck. Check it out at ndsc.org. Quick call from a listener. Let's play some of that call on the Bernie Sanders proposal there, Todd, if you wouldn't. And we'll
get your answer on Bernie Sanders. That's why we don't elect Bernie Sanders, because all Bernie Sanders is going to do is wreck this country. If you're a freeloader and you don't want to work and you're a dope smoker, that's who you vote for. If you want to prosper and you want to live and you want to put some money in your pocket and you like to work, actually like to work, then you vote for Trump and you keep this economy rolling. And if you're self-sufficient, you vote for Trump. As far as Obama and as far as Hillary, well, we all know the answer to that one. Obama's never been nothing but a Muslim lover, and he's never been nothing but a head of the Al-Qaeda. That's why our country's like it is. And if you want to talk
division... All right, we switched gears there, but I appreciate the call. And we're short on time, so I got to get going. He was on a roll today with me. My goodness, yeah. He's referring to the fact that President Obama and Hillary Clinton yesterday didn't acknowledge that there were Christians that were murdered in that Sri Lanka attack, but did immediately, understandably, take concern over the Muslims that were murdered as part of the New Zealand attack. So that's what he's referring to, just to give a little context to that. Anyway, back to our final minutes in the conversation here from Dennis Haugen's farmstead here in beautiful Karnak, North Dakota. Karnak, that's where Johnny Carson got the name Karnak, was this town, wasn't it?
I think you're right.
Yeah. Made famous by Johnny Carson in Karnak. Yeah, exactly right. So, and Bob, you were mentioning during the break that there was an interesting history here of local support. Talk a little bit about that, then I want to take Dennis's temp on that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and Dennis has got some of that detail as well, but Astor Beulah has developed in three different phases. They started at about 200 megawatts. Put on another almost 200 megawatts over a several year period, and I think it's a result of the response that they got locally, the support they had locally, and that power goes to Minn Kota Power, is headquartered in Grand Forks, Great River Energy, one of our premier energy companies in North Dakota, and Otter Tail Power. It was all developed by NextEra, and I think as a result of what kind of reception they had here in the Griggs County area.
Well, yeah, it's Griggs, Barnes, and Steele. I mean, it's three counties that are involved in it, and you know, it was, you know, like I mentioned earlier in the show. I mean, yeah, we had some opposition, but you know, far and away, everybody was, you know, all for this proposal. I mean, it, you know, it's been a good economic development for our area, plain and simple.
Yeah, and you can't beat that. And now you mentioned earlier before that we were going to break that there's an upgrade coming as well.
Yeah, we're at 1.5 meg generators on these towers, and I think we're going to 1.7. I'm not positive, but I don't know where it's upgrading.
Yeah, that's interesting. So there'll be more there as well. Well, fascinating day of learning. And again, we did this, number one, because we're for all of the above energy. We want every energy source, and certainly the ones in North Dakota, to be promoted and lifted up, and we do regularly on this program. Second of all, where there's concerns, we want to go right to the source and say, hey, do you have similar problems? So appreciate you for sharing your side of this as well, and we'll continue to have these conversations. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dennis Haugen, Karnick, North Dakota. Bob Harms, Cammie Eibach. Thank you. God bless you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockabraddock. Regardless of your age, lifestyle, or dietary preferences, soy foods offer something for everybody. Soy is easy to add to your diet, either as a convenient snack to take to school or as a beverage with a burst of protein. The many benefits of soy, along with its versatility, make it an ideal ingredient for adapting your favorite recipes. Use soy to create heart-healthy dips, dressings, main courses, and desserts. For an extra boost of protein, you can even add it to your favorite ground meat dishes. Incorporating soy foods into your meal plan can reduce the risk of several chronic diseases, including heart disease and certain forms of cancer. It's time to start adding soy foods into your healthy lifestyle. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit soyconnection.com or thesoyfoodscouncil.com.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.